It would be the most comprehensive new gun legislation in decades. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I don't want us to pass a bill for the purpose of checking a box. I want to make sure we actually do something useful.
Senator John Cornyn was among the Republicans and Democrats who worked out a compromise that cleared a procedural hurdle last night.
Supported by Democrats Joe Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema, and 14 Republicans, including Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Democrat Chris Murphy says the measure will strengthen background checks and keep guns out of the hands of dangerous people.
Fox's Sean Langell would also provide money for school safety as the controversy continues in Uvalde, Texas, a month after the massacre in a school.
The only thing stopping a hallway of dedicated officers from entering room 111 and 112 was the on-scene commander, who decided to place the lives of officers before the lives of children.
Texas Public Safety Director Stephen McCross says the gunman could have been stopped in minutes, calling out the school police chief who claimed he was searching for a key. Instead, the door was unlocked. But Uvalde's mayor calls McCross' testimony a clown show, claiming he spread misinformation. The price of gas, down another penny this morning. It's fallen 8 days in a row from a record high, and President Biden's calling on Congress to save us 18 cents more per gallon by temporarily suspending the federal gasoline tax.
The president told me a few weeks ago there's not much that he can do to quickly lower prices on anything, but he's going to try this for gas, and the gas tax holiday would be 3 months long. It would cost $10 billion.
Fox's Peter Ducey. Some lawmakers are calling it a gimmick. The Biden administration also considering a new regulation next year the tobacco industry could challenge in court to cut nearly all nicotine from cigarettes. The head of the FDA says
lowering nicotine levels to minimally addictive or non-addictive levels would decrease the likelihood that future generations of young people become addicted to cigarettes.
Fox's Kevin Cork. A disaster in Afghanistan. An earthquake has killed 1,000 people, injured 1,500. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
The House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot put the focus on pressure then-President Trump put on state lawmakers and election officials to help overturn Joe Biden's victory.
It was a dangerous precursor to the violence we saw on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol.
That's Democrat Adam Schiff.
The select committee is trying to draw a link between unproven election fraud claims made by former President Trump and threats directed at election officials and election workers.
A lot of them were racist. A lot of them were just hateful.
Shay Moss is a former Georgia election worker. She says she was targeted after appearing in a video from Fulton County's election center. Arizona's state House Speaker, Republican Rusty Bowers, also described protests outside his home.
They have had video panel trucks with videos of me proclaiming me to be a pedophile.
The committee has another hearing tomorrow detailing what members say is a campaign to pressure the Justice Department to dispute election results. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The former president calls the investigation one-sided and a hoax. A Republican he backed in a Senate primary runoff in Alabama won, Katie Britt.
We want someone who will fight for our Christian conservative values, who will fight for the freedoms and liberty this nation was founded on.
She defeated Congressman Mo Brooks, who had then lost Trump's backing. But in Georgia, Vernon Jones, a Democrat turned Republican who had the former president's support, lost a GOP primary runoff for a House seat to businessman Mike Collins. Myra Flores, who won a special election in Texas, sworn in as the first Mexican-born member of Congress.
Our people deserve to have an opportunity, security, and freedom. I will work every day to give it to them.
On Wall Street, stocks could fall again. Dow futures down more than 400 points the day after a rebound when the Dow went up more than 600. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.